If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
They have a salad bar, right? The big, gigantic salad bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she loves that place.
I love Earl's, too.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Now, they have two locations here. Jamie and I are hungry.
We are starving. There's one in right by the Park Meadows.
Yeah.
That's the one she went to last night. Yeah. Yeah.
It's delicious. They even have an ice cream little setup.
Yep. Oh, they do? Uh-huh. I can't tell you the last time I was there.
At Earl's?
Long time ago.
Long time ago.
I don't remember. I don't remember, but I don't remember being blown away by it. But, man, she loves that place.
Earl's is a good place. Earl. Good place. Good place. Mm. All right. Wendy's has been trolling Katy Perry.
Who?
Wendy's, the restaurant.
I love it. It's genius.
It's so funny, right? They're getting a lot of pushback, though. A lot of people are mad at them, too. So Wendy's posted a picture of Katy Perry. And it said, she just landed or something from space. Can she go back up there and stay or something like that?
Yeah, can we send her back?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The Wendy's hamburger?
Yeah.
They want to send her back?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's real?
It's real.
Yeah, it's real.
It's real because everybody's mad at them. Yep. It's on their official page. And then after that, Kesha, who does not like Katy Perry, Kesha posted a picture of herself with the Wendy's fries and a shake. Underneath the comments.
Oh.
Because she doesn't like Katy Perry. Because Katy Perry worked with her producer, who she sued, and that was the whole thing. Then they also said, they said that she kissed the ground and she liked it. Remember that song?
I kissed a girl and I like it.
So Wendy's put that one up. And then they also said she finally knows what it's like to fly around like a plastic bag. Remember from that song, Fireworks?
When did Wendy's get so mean?
Well, they're really great at social media.
Yeah, their social media team is genius.
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
Wow.
So, but some people are mad at them about it, saying, why are you going after Katy Perry? And then this thing is going viral. Somebody, I don't know who it is, they wrote this whole, like, I don't know, their take on the space shuttle, whatever that thing is, on the penis that flew in the air with the bunch of girls. And it's a really long thing, but I just took a part of it. It says, let's be honest, you were a passenger and your voyage was built on the foundation of women decades before you. If anything, you sent a message to little girls that glam was more important than STEM-related programs that can help provide the path to space. You sent a message that hair and makeup was a priority over math and science. If anything, you told our future that space is easy as long as you have the designer suits and rich friends. Because they're talking about how Katy Perry said, I'm going to put the ass in astronaut. Yeah. They're talking about how Lauren said she did a collaboration with this really big designer that's like those suits cost millions of dollars, right? Because it was with a collaboration with this designer. And she said, I really want to spice up the suits.
I didn't expect this. I didn't expect such a harsh blowback on these girls or these women.
Well, they're saying stupid stuff. They get it.
But I'm just saying, I didn't expect this to turn out like this. I thought it would be a trip up there. We all laugh about it. And then the next day we move on. But man, oh man, it keeps going.
Well, because they kept trying to say that they're, you know, it's history. The first women team. It's like you took a ride.
Yeah, it's what you did. Yeah, you took a ride.
Took a ride. Anyway. Yeah, so Gayle King is pushing back at the people that are pushing back. And here's what she had to say about it. Number two.
Number two it is.
But I say anybody that is criticizing this, and some of them are people I know and like, so I'm a little surprised. I say you should go to Blue Origin and see what they're doing. I was one of those people in the beginning, too. Space, why are we spending money on space when we have so much to do here? Space exploration is not an either or, it's a both and because you're doing something in space doesn't mean you're taking anything away from what's happening on Earth. And so once you educate yourself and you see that and what the team in Blue Origin is doing, what it takes to get that rocket up and get it down safely with the precision, they said the mission was flawless,
right?
That's number one.
That's what I heard too.
Number two, I really resent that people are calling it a ride. We duplicated the trajectory of Alan Shepard's flight back in the day. No one called that a ride. A ride sounds frivolous. It sounds insignificant. This was a bona fide flight. It was a journey.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
You were in a ride.
Yeah, you were on a ride. You were. I feel like Blue Origin, though, has to pick it up. Has to pick up the pace next time. Because it's just going to be labeled right. It's just a trip up to space and back down. They've done it, what, three or four times now? Now they have to really, they got to figure out how to become a little bit more seriously involved in space.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, because other than that, because if they just do what they did right there with a bunch of celebrities and they do it again, it's going to really emphasize this is nothing more than up, down, over.
Yeah, they should take some astrophysicists like my kid.
Yeah, they got to take it up a notch.
Yeah, they college do. Kids. That are actually studying this stuff and know what we're talking, they're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if I am going to bring it up again, but if I'm at Elitch's and I ride the parachute ride, it doesn't mean I really parachuted.
No. No, it doesn't. No.
Like, it's just a ride.
Yeah, and you know what? I got nothing against them. They went up there. They rode the spaceship.
But it was about lip gloss and
glam
and their hair and everything. I mean, and the suits, the designer suits.
And they're the ones that brought this into this.
Exactly.
Not anybody else.
I'm going to put the ass in astronaut.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see a real scientist say that.
That's asking for some blowback from people who take this seriously.
Yeah. So anyway, let's see here. Johnny Depp, man, he looks great. He has gray hair now. He is a silver fox. He's doing a new movie. He's shooting it right now, and he was spotted on the movie set with his new gray hair for the movie. It's called Day Drinker.
Yeah. What?
His new movie that he's shooting right now is called Day Drinker.
Oh, you should play it well.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Okay. It says Murray. You know Murray that plays for the Nuggets?
Jamal Murray.
They say that he's probably going to get traded to Orlando.
Thank God.
Whoa.
He's awful.
Mean.
No,
you're mean.
I'm so over
you're
Jamal
mean.
Murray and Michael Porter Jr. Get rid of both of them.
Whoa. Back off there, crazy man.
Yeah, man, you are.
Yeah, I guess we're going to keep Jokic.
Yeah.
But they're going to kick Murray to the curb.
Yeah, well, they just signed him to a new contract, and he's having, like, one of his worst seasons. He looks like he doesn't really want to play, and they're paying him all this money. So just get rid of him.
Yeah.
It says he'll probably go to Orlando. So anyway, that was just some rumor. The other thing is, oh, my God, you guys, you know how I freak out? Well, I'm having a heart attack right now, and nobody believes me, but and that's fine. But did you guys see this new thing that's going on in Portland? Well, it's 70 miles outside of Portland. There's this rare brain disease, and three people already have it, and it makes, like, holes in your brain. And it's not the amoeba thing, you know?
Yeah, it's nothing eating it?
No, it's nothing eating it. It's just a rare disease, and three people have it, and it's incurable, and it kills you.
Where'd it come from? How do you get it?
I don't know. It's just a disease.
Well, that's scary. I'm not going to Portland.
Is that scary? That is so creepy.
I didn't want to go to Portland to begin with, but now that I know this is up there, I'm not going.
Yeah, it says two deaths already and one more person has it in the last 8 months. It's called a rare brain disease. The name of it is, go ahead, Schmidt, tell us the name of it.
Mad cow disease.
No, this one.
Disease.
Nailed
exactly.
It.
Yeah.
CJD. It does have some similarities to mad cow disease, but yeah.
How do we know? Yeah. What's the symptoms?
Yeah. I don't know.
It says Jacob disease is a very rare form of dementia. Certain proteins called prions misfold and kind of cascade through the brain, causing damage as they go. It causes difficulty with thinking. Movement problems.
I have that.
It's here.
Oh my God, I have it.
It's here.
I totally have it.
It's in the studio.
Listen, I have that. Sudden jerky movements.
Oh. Jerky?
Yeah, jerky movement. Did you just see that?
I did see it. Wow. Yeah. Real flitcher.
Yeah.
Visual disturbances. Sometimes I see those little spots in my eyes.
Especially
if I look at a light.
Yeah. Have you been to Portland lately?
No, I haven't, but I feel like I have it. Whoa, that's kind of crazy. Anyway, let's see here. Oh, I'm so excited about this. I will tell you, I'm very excited about. I just ordered off of Amazon.
Yeah.
A seed sheet.
A seed sheet?
That's right, a seed sheet. I'm very excited about
this. What is that?
It's not like a grounding sheet or anything like that. It's called a seed sheet. And it's hard to say, you know, because it sounds like a
seed sheet.
Yeah, holy
yeah,
seed
you gotta
sheet.
Say it slow.
Yeah, seed sheet. And so what it is, you guys are gonna love this. It's a sheet of seeds that you lay out on the ground, and it has holes in them, and they already have little pre-planted seeds, and so you can like grow a whole garden on your seed sheet.
My neighbor has one.
A seed sheet?
Yep.
Holy crap. They're the rage right now.
I'm with you. Yeah. She's got one, yeah.
A seed sheet.
Yeah, I asked her about it a few days ago.
And what'd she say? It's a seed sheet?
She didn't say seed sheet. She just said it was seeds.
Yeah.
That it was a cover or something like that. She didn't say seed sheet.
It is impressive.
But I saw it.
Yeah. So I'm thinking
I'm
thinking about maybe.
And it's biodegradable too.
Yeah.
And the sheet is.
It's a weed blocker just with little holes that where the little like lettuce comes
That's
up.
That's awesome.
And eventually the sheet goes away.
Yes.
She did. She said. Yeah.
It's a seed sheet.
Yeah. Man, I can't wait to see your seed sheet.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to be
hot. I'm thinking about this will be my new, you know how I go through phases?
Yeah.
You know, like pickleball, it was a phase. I think I'm going to be a seed cheater.
I think we put it out here in the yard somewhere.
That'll
here
be, test
at the radio station. We can just do live breaks from the garden. You know what I mean?
I like this.
Make it more of a community project instead of you just having it at your house.
Well, I've always thought like maybe I could garden. I think I could do that.
Yeah.
Didn't you try it in your hot tub?
Yeah, I did a hot tub garden.
And you got some tomatoes, right?
Yeah, well, it wasn't great, but I mean, I did get something. I got peppers for sure.
Now, if I start a garden, does that just say, God, she's old?
It's a giving up type move, yeah.
But it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's still giving up.
You went to school for it.
I didn't go to grow tomatoes and radishes and stuff. I was doing like agriculture.
Well, agriculture is.
But I meant I was going for weed though, not
that kind of agriculture.
Yeah.
So if I grow weed, then I'm still cool. But if I grow a radish, I'm not cool.
Yeah. You're being laughed at for your radish.
Yeah. What if I enter it in a contest?
But if you're growing that Mamba crap.
Yeah. I'm going to enter it in the
4-H-M thing?
Yeah, when the state fair comes along. Yeah, that's Jamie's radish. Yeah, it's rad.
Yeah, I'll bet you the sheet thing works.
I bet it does.
Yeah.
Do I have anything else? I have a lot, but it doesn't matter. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right. BJ, Jamie, morning show. Red flag warning today. It's going to be breezy a little bit later on. So don't be trying to start a fire or anything. Then snow for the upcoming weekend could be significant. Also,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off. And and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jay and Jamie.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning. It looks like you got a problem with the seed cheats.
The seed cheats?
Yeah.
What?
Looks like squirrels.
Squirrels?
Yeah, according to this report, that they used seed cheats and squirrels ate them all.
Oh, they said use cayenne pepper around them and they'll be fine.
That cayenne pepper, it works.
Hey, when are the hummingbirds coming? I like those.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about the hummingbirds.
Yeah.
Late May.
Yeah.
We've had a raccoon problem.
You have?
Yeah. You've got a bear problem.
We got a bear, very big. But it's not a problem. Everybody loves them.
Yeah.
Nobody's calling to have them removed from our neighborhood.
Yeah.
We like them.
The bears?
Yeah. Although I will tell you.
No. I'd rather have a squirrel problem than a bear problem.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's not good if they have cubs later. Yeah, that's bad.
By the way, hummingbird season is mid-April to late May.
All right. We're getting there. Man.
We're there now.
We're there, mid-April.
I love those people on TikTok that like put on those outfits and stuff and they come up right to their face and their fingers and stuff and just they put little things in their mouth to feed them.
And they just take the pollen right there.
Yeah, right there. And Spencer Pratt, he's a big hummingbird fan.
They are cool. They're fascinating.
This is like a wildlife show.
It really is.
I mean, when you add that with the moose migration earlier this morning, I mean, there's a lot going on here.
Did I ever tell you what happened when I first moved here and the bear situation?
Probably.
Okay. Well, I didn't. I feel bad about this. I'm telling it because I feel bad.
Oh,
so
okay.
The bears were dumping out my trash, and it was really irritating. So I asked my dad, who was a zoologist, right? I said, "What should I do?" And he said, "Take a little dropper of ammonia and drop it in your trash can, and the bears will not be interested in it at all." So I said, "Okay." So I did that. Well, the bears did go away from my community.
Yeah.
I guess because what happens is it burns out their nostrils and they starve to death and die.
Oh. And they're gone.
And
it
they
worked.
Were, well, Bob I did not right. want that to happen.
Well, Bob was right, though. You didn't ask
they did
what
go
the,
away. No
you
more.
Didn't ask what the final result was.
No, but he could have told me part B, you know?
Nah, that would disturb you.
Yeah, right? Like, oh, my God. Yeah. And they actually, it burns out their nostrils. They can't smell food anymore, and they starve to death.
What
a horrible way to die.
He was hoping nobody would tell you down the line that you'd never find out,
so don't do that, people.
Bears are gone.
Don't do that.
They're gone.
Oh, my God. That's bad.
BJ and Jamie.
I think a lot of people do. I think a lot of people take advantage of the cheap chocolate on Monday after Easter.
I was telling BJ and Carson in here that I was sending a bunch of crap to my son at college. Easter crap, you know, that he probably doesn't want at all. But anyway, bunnies are expensive. Chocolate bunnies are $29.
Is it solid?
It is solid.
Yeah.
$29?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's never going to eat it and bite off an ear.
Is it good size?
It doesn't look that good of a size.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty high, though, $29. But a lot of people will go back on Monday after Easter, and you can get these big chocolate rabbits for like 50 cents, man.
Right, but I thought you were saying that, what I thought you were saying off the air is that you're delaying Easter to Monday.
No.
So you, I thought you were that cheap.
No. Well, I'm cheap enough that I'm very limited on the amount of candy I buy for Sunday.
Gotcha.
That I really load up on Monday.
Monday.
So I am cheap.
Okay. All right. Got it. Yeah.
But yeah. And at what point, let me ask you a question, because I saw this video yesterday, and I don't know if it's real or not. It's you know, AI, it's the internet, who knows. And this girl, she's like 18, 19, maybe 20 years old, and she is having a fit because her mom will not buy her an Easter basket. And this is the first year that her mom's cut her off.
My mom and dad bought it all the way till they died.
An Easter basket?
Yeah.
For you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They would do different funny themes. Like, one year when I first moved out, they did, like, a laundry basket with, like, laundry.
See,
like,
I think that's a cool tradition.
In it and bleach and all the stuff that you need for your laundry.
Yeah, I don't get one.
You never got one?
No, not when once I became, you know, older. Once I got past, like, 18 years old.
Yeah, because I flew back every Easter back home, and then they'd do, like, a themed one.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, it was funny.
Right.
Yeah, like beers around the world. Yeah,
I mean, I don't think my kids, the older boys, I don't think they've gotten one for several years.
That's not nice.
And what about you, Spadil?
I've never gotten an Easter basket.
Ever? Really?
No.
Yes, you have. Carson even gave us one.
Well, I mean, from him, but I'm talking about from my parents. They've given me a chocolate bunny once. I think we did a couple Easter egg hunts before I was like 10. But before that, not much.
Really?
Or after that, yeah.
I'll have to bring you a bunny.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bring it till Monday, though.
So did you ever dye Easter eggs?
No.
No?
Not one time.
And did you ever I guess you didn't go and...
Did your mom ever make you dress up like the Easter bunny?
No, that never happened either.
Carson did. Can you find that picture?
I'm sure I can. Okay. I'm sure she has.
Will you ask your mom and we can post it?
I will get one. It's going to be hard to pick out the best one because it happened every single year.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. One year and it looks horrible. We put my son in a little suit and they had stupid real bunnies.
Yeah.
It looks so... you know what I mean. It's just cheese ball. It looks so dumb. So dumb. He's like sitting there like posing with bunnies.
With actual bunnies?
Yeah.
And it felt so cute at the time.
It did, but
it felt like we're doing the right thing. Yeah. And now you look back on it, it's like, we were sick.
That was so bad.
It's so wrong.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Did we ever decide if the Pink Pony Club was an actual strip club or a gay club?
I really didn't dig into it. Yeah. I'll get back to you.
I remember we had some questions about at one point, but I'm with you. Yeah. I haven't really taken that on as a real challenge.
I'm shopping for Easter. There's all kinds of things. There's a wiener bunny.
What's a wiener bunny?
I don't know. It's available on Amazon.
Just like a wiener dog?
Yeah, it's a wiener dog, but it's a bunny. Yeah, he's dressed up as a bunny.
I've never seen one of those.
I know, pretty cool.
Man, that Jeff Bezos at Amazon, they have everything, don't they?
They have everything. They've got bunny butts.
Bunny butts?
Bunny butts, yep. Yeah. Well,
seems a little weird. But that's okay. It's Easter. You can do whatever you want to do.
Exactly.
I don't know if Jesus really was, went into rabbit butts or anything like that.
Yeah, it's the reason for the season.
Yeah. You think so? Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a lucky rabbit's foot.
Who are we to say, right?
Exactly.
Who are we to say? Mm-hmm. Let's pitch it to Mighty Millions raffle again, okay? Yep. Mighty Millions raffle. Deadline for the early bird drawing is going to be this Friday night at midnight. That's 2 days away. Friday night at midnight. If you don't get your tickets, then you're not going to be a part of the early bird drawing.
Right. And that includes the 2025 Audi SQ7 plus a trip to Switzerland, or you can choose the $125,000 in cash.
Now, keep in mind, part of the proceeds go to Children's Hospital here in Colorado.
Yeah, that's why we're doing it, right? Yep. Anyway, go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Again, MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Oh, is it time already?
It is.
Wow.
It is. All right, get your tickets for the early bird deadline for Friday night at midnight is the deadline. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. I think we have the Mountain Wave Weather Guy on tomorrow.
Oh, that's a big deal.
That's a big tease. He's going to tell us how much snow we're going to get for the weekend.
Crazy.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a good one. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects
and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.